Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines are VIP calls for more women in politics. Malawian national nabbed with 20,000 kwacha counterfeit notes in Jupata. And in global news, Trump adds $100,000 fee for skilled worker visa applicants. Afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Vice President Mtale Nalumango has expressed concern over the low participation of women in politics, saying more needs to be done despite ongoing efforts by gender equality advocates. Speaking at the 40th anniversary gala dinner of the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council NGOCC in Lusaka last evening, Mrs. Nalumango stressed that greater involvement of women in politics would significantly contribute to the country's development. She has commended the NGOCC for pushing boundaries to enhance women's empowerment, but emphasized that concerted efforts are still required to close the gender gap in leadership. NGOCC Board Chairperson Beauty Katere reiterated the Council's commitment to meaningfully increasing women's participation in politics. Chipata have arrested a 20-year-old Malawian national for possession of counterfeit Zambian kwacha notes amounting to 22,000 kwacha. The suspect, identified as Elias Piri Kafunda of Ganya village, Chief Ganya in Malawi's Nchisi district, was apprehended on Friday evening after attempting to deposit 8,000 kwacha in fake 500 kwacha notes at a mobile money booth opposite Great East Mall. According to Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Wemba, the booth operator, 34-year-old Nandungosa of David Kaunda compound in Chipata, became suspicious when she noticed a difference in the texture of the notes. Mr. Wemba says that Ms. Nandu alerted a nearby colleague who was in the company of a police officer, leading to the arrest of the suspect. Mr. Wemba says the sage later uncovered an additional 14,000 kwacha in counterfeit notes, all bearing the same serial number, bringing the total fake currency recovered to 22,000 kwacha. He says the suspect is in custody and while the counterfeit notes have been seized as exhibits and will undergo expert verification by the Bank of Zambia as investigations continue. Zambia recorded 33 million spam messages over the past 6 months out of more than 205 million spam SMS messages detected by Airtel Africa's artificial intelligence AI-powered spam detection service in 15 of its markets. According to Airtel Africa, Vice President of Corporate Communications and CSR Emeka Opara, during the period under review, Kenya recorded the highest spam volume with 68 million messages flagged, followed by Tanzania and Zambia with 47 million and 33 million respectively. Mr. Opara says that the spam alert service, which is available to all subscribers at no cost, identifies and prefixes the SMS with spam alert and provides real-time updates with the immediate impact being the elimination of the need to download additional applications to manage spam. He says Airtel Africa has so far rolled out the service in 13 of its 14 markets, namely Nigeria, Kenya, Zambia, Uganda, Gabon, Congo Brazzaville, Malawi, Madagascar, DRC, Rwanda, Tanzania, Chad, and Niger, with a launch in the Seychelles also imminent. He, however, says overall there has been a 12% reduction in spam messages since the launch of the Airtel Africa Spam Alert service, which uses AI to analyze and classify SMS messages as spam alert based on various parameters, including the spender's usage patterns and SMS frequency in real time, with Nigeria recording the highest drop of 84%. And Airtel Africa CEO Sunil Toda says his company is proud to pioneer an advanced tech solution powered by AI in tackling spam messages that are a major concern in Africa as smartphone penetration increases. Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Siyaluwalo has expressed concern that Lusaka constituency remains among the least performing constituencies in utilizing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Siyaluwalo notes that despite funds being available, the constituency has spent funds of over 1 million kwacha. He has attributed this to low absorption rates by local authorities and has introduced a tighter release mechanism to withhold disbursements until previously released funds are properly utilized. Mr. Siyaluwalo has warned that any political influence hindering the process will be addressed, emphasizing that less than 3% CDF implementation is unacceptable. The minister has told Phoenix News that councils must account for unspent CDF funds, particularly in urban areas where there are no visible projects.
The absorption rate, particularly in the document for Lusaka, is low. Money is being allocated to Lusaka City Council every month toward implementation of the CDF. If there is low intake, where does the money go? Now, what we have resulted now for the past 4 months is that there should be a call in from a local authority. Looking at the account, the balance that is there, if it is below 500,000, then we can release money from that particular local authority. Seeing some documents where Lusaka City Council is claiming for some funds because they have exhausted the money that was in their account. So far, we are not releasing money anyhow. There should be a call in due to the initial utilization of the already disbursed money. That's when we release another fund. These are public resources, not party resources, no.
Northwestern Province United Party for National Development UPND Provincial Youth Chairperson Bruce Kanema has urged youths to be in the forefront of fostering development and employment. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kanema says efforts to supplement the president's interest in job creation with the incentives in place through various ministries should be considered landmarks for youths to participate. Mr. Kanema claims that President Hakainde Hichilema has created platforms for self-businesses to thrive and that youths are being equipped with knowledge, adding that developmental strategies remain important for exploitation to be avoided. He has called on youths to explore entrepreneurship and like formal employment to ensure the growth of businesses despite the existing challenges.
Not every youth can be in formal employment in the mines, in government and other institutions, but it's also important that We embark on job creations through Innovota involved in mining,